Welcome to Wine Road, Wine, When, and Where of Northern Sonoma County. I'm your host, Marcy Gordon, with Beth Costa, Executive Director of the Wine Road. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
Today is episode 38, and it's all about travel to the wine country, travel to the Wine Road in winter, winter travel. And we have tips and ideas and things to do because the Wine Road is all seasons and it's beautiful at all times of year. But sometimes people think, oh, is it only, should I only go there in the summer or harvest? But no. So we've got a full show about places and things to do in the winter. But first, what is our wine word of the day?
So our wine word of the day is lees.
Lees. Like General Lees?
This is like the sediment and yeast that is found in the barrel or tank after fermentation. It's kind of chunky looking. So increasingly, winemakers are using the old technique of aging the wine on the lees because it will sort of increase the complexities and the aromas in the wine.
That's called surlis.
Yeah, I was saying that's a French term. Surlis, wine left on the left with the yeast in the barrel there. More so. It usually says it on the label, aged surlis.
Very nice.
One other new thing I wanted to mention is every other episode, we're going to start doing a featured lodging. And this week, I wanted to tell you about the Best Western Dry Creek Inn in Healdsburg. I think so often when I talk about lodgings, I mention the bed and breakfast that we have in the area because they really are beautiful and it's sort of a nice romantic getaway, and the bed and breakfast do, you know, fabulous gourmet breakfast. Mm-hmm. But if you really are looking for just a really beautiful hotel, the Best Western Dry Creek Inn is right at the beginning of Dry Creek Valley. It's right off the highway.
Perfect
location. The location is amazing. Probably about 5 years ago, they did a huge addition. I think they probably, they didn't double the rooms, but they probably added about 40 brand new rooms that are all king-size suites. And they all open, every room opens into this huge sort of Tuscan-style courtyard.
Yes.
And so every room opens into the courtyard. So it's a perfect place when you get home at the end of the day, you could, you know, pour yourself a glass of wine and sit out in this beautiful courtyard. There's water fountains flowing and tons of, you know, beautiful shrubbery. Yeah, and
that's a fancy Best Western.
It really is a beautiful spot. And I think some people think, oh, you know, I'm not going to go to the Best Western. It's like, no, it's really beautiful.
I have friends in the city who, when they come up, they always go there.
That's where my family always stays.
Because they can walk to downtown Healdsburg. They can walk to the square. You're right there on Dry Creek. Mm-hmm. You can go to Alexander, Dry Creek Valley. It's such a perfect
and
location.
And they do offer a really fantastic breakfast complimentary every morning.
Oh, because so we know you got to eat breakfast before you go.
You got to have breakfast. That was our last episode.
Yeah.
So anyway, beautiful swimming pool, beautiful location, beautiful everything. So check it out. Best Western Dry Creek Inn.
Excellent. So what? Give us our wine tasting tip today. What's the tip of the day?
So today's tasting tip is for you to kind of think about why you're coming to visit. Is it just like a bucket list item that you want to go to wine country? Or in your mind, you envision these beautiful wine caves and gardens? Or are you more attuned to going to sort of a funky barn tasting room that's really casual? So really think about what it is that you want to do, because there's just an infinite possibilities when you come to the Wine Road. So if you went onto wineroad.com and you clicked on the wineries link, there's a search feature where you can search for all of those types of amenities. If you want to get on a quad runner and tour the vineyards, that's possible. If you do want beautiful gardens, that's possible. So really kind of think about what you want to do. Because
what kind of experience
you know, if you come
you
for 2 days,
yeah.
you don't want to leave at the end of 2 days and think, ah, you know, it's not really what I envisioned.
Right.
So there definitely are people who just show up with no plans whatsoever. And I'm sure they have a fabulous time and they might have enjoyed where they went, but they probably missed out on what they would have really loved.
You know, that makes a lot of sense to kind of give it a little flavor of your visit. Maybe it is a garden tour as you like, or maybe you want to have more of a rustic barns or even urban. So, yeah, that's a good point. And you can search all that and dovetail it to your experience.
And then, you know, also, I think I've mentioned this, I don't know, 100 times already, but we do have a complimentary concierge service also. So if you just are overwhelmed because, you know, there are 200 wineries and there is an infinite amount of ideas that you could throw out there. So fill out the little form on our homepage for the concierge and a real, live, genuine person gets back to you and will help you narrow it down. Because that's the one thing we want more than anything is we want you to enjoy your experience and we want you to want to come back and do it again.
And it's always great to have a trusted insider.
Right.
And have someone help you plan where to go.
And listen, we are doing that research for you on a regular basis.
That is a valuable service. That's great.
That's it. So I'm wondering if you brought an item for us today.
I did bring an item. Did you bring a wine?
I brought a wine. Should we have the wine first? Or?
Well, I usually like to have wine first, but we can do the item first. It might dovetail into that, but that's okay.
Well, what I brought for the wine was, I was thinking about our last episode when we talked about Guerneville. So I brought a bottle of Korbel Brut.
Awesome.
Because I'm all about the champagne.
Well, let's open that up.
Let's open that. And the thing is, you know, we record in the morning, so champagne is pretty easy in the morning. I mean, it's a tough job, but you know.
Is that a bumper sticker on your
Actually, it is. I'm going to make that a shirt. Champagne is easy in the morning.
Champagne's pretty easy in the morning. But don't you have a little something special you do with your bubbles?
I do. And I brought this with me also because, you know.
So, okay, this is like a warning. If this offends anyone, leave the room, stop listening. This is like a parental advisory.
It's really just a champagne cocktail. Everybody has mimosas. Everybody's had a mimosa. Yes. And now mimosas, oh, you know, if they're wild and crazy, they mix it with cranberry juice instead of orange juice or whatever. So I started, I think this was just desperate times one day. What I had in the fridge was the blood orange San Pellegrino.
Oh which gosh, is that's sparkling. So good.
Oh my God. Wait till you have this. Let me pour a little because I
brought
that.
Okay, so for purists wouldn't like this, but you actually made one of these for me recently. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, I'm kind of a snob and a purist.
I know.
But
my daughter didn't like it at all. I'm like, okay, fine.
But I said, you know what? That's darn tasty.
It's delicious. So here, I'll add a little Pellegrino to yours. Yeah, a little, it's the blood orange.
Oh okay, God. So this is a good pick-me-up in the morning.
This is great. This is great in the afternoon. It's great in the evening. It's great just before bed. I have found it to be good pretty much any time of
and
the day.
And what Korbel is this we're having?
I usually have the natural, but today what I brought was the Brut.
Oh, yeah. No, it's good
it's
with this.
Actually, I mean, not that I drink all the time, but this is really premier with the Brut Rosé. The Brut Rosé with the blood orange San Pellegrino. Perfect champagne cocktail. So I shared my, so we can, I can keep sipping my bubbles.
Okay.
And so, what is your item?
Okay, so here's my item. These are very clever. So, you know, you're always looking for wine pairing charts or for what goes with what. I don't know if you can see this, but these are dish towels with what to pair with what. So here we have a Pinot Grigio with cheese. Can you see the graphics on here? This thing is bigger than I am, but it's really fun. So it's a dish towel that is great for decor, but it also gives you some great pairing items like Chardonnay and crab. You having some trouble over there?
No, I've got it. I'm videotaping.
Oh, okay.
I am multitasking.
Can you see the bottom here? So we've got our Riesling and oysters. Isn't this cool?
That is super cute. Okay, so I didn't know what you were going to bring. And now that I've seen that, next time I'm going to bring, I just had Wine Road dish towels made, little tea towels. So they're that same size, but it's our actual map.
Oh my gosh, that's going to be awesome. Yeah, awesome. So this is for the Vin Blanc. This is for the white wines. And I have one for the red wines.
Oh my gosh.
Are these cute?
Super, super cute.
So we've got our Pinot Noir with charcuterie.
So it really is giving you a cute little easy pairing
yes,
idea.
And these are good pairings. Of course, you know, I don't know if someone's going to like, oh, what am I going to have? And go look at your dish towel. But but it is really cool. And it's a really beautiful graphic. So I just thought this is great hostess gift, mm-hmm. great Christmas gift or whatever for a wine lover in your, you know, life. I thought these were fun.
So you'll have a link to where people
yeah,
can buy
we'll
those.
Have a link there by... They have a really great tag that doesn't say who does it, but it'll be...
It's a secret.
The link will be in the show notes. And it comes in a set of two, the red and the white.
Perfect.
So, yeah, that's my tip or my item of the day.
Okay. So now that we are drinking our champagne and we've got a tip and a word, now I'm going to start talking to you about why you'd want to come here in the winter. That seem like a plan?
Yeah, I like it. I'm very happy. I have the towel in case I dribble.
So I'm going to talk about, this is sort of November, December, January, maybe a little bit into February. And when we're releasing this show, we actually have an event this weekend called Wine and Food Affair, but I believe it's a little too late probably for you to jump on a plane and be here for that. But next week, tickets do go on sale for Winter Wineland, which is January 13th and 14th. But aside from Wine Road events, although those are the highlight of winter in Sonoma County, there are actually a lot of other things that you can do in winter. Last year, we really had that phenomenal year of rain where It just never seemed to end. Hopefully this year we'll be back to normal. So if the weather, if it's not pouring rain, you can cycle here or hike here all year long. I mean, cycling along the vineyard roads is spectacular in January or February. It
and
just doesn't
then
matter.
That's when all the mustard comes out. It's stunning.
Beautiful. It's beautiful.
All this pop of yellow in the vineyards.
And then, you know, we also talked in an earlier episode about hiking and Armstrong Woods, how beautiful it is in winter. Hiking in the redwoods if it's a little drizzly. So those are great activities for the winter. It's also beautiful to go out to the coast on a super stormy, blustery day in winter. I always head out to the coast.
Okay.
I mean, even
get
if you don't get
crab.
Out of the car, just amazing photos. Definitely hard to beat. Along the wine road, Thanksgiving weekend is just filled with winery open houses. And they really pull out all the stops. They know that people who live here have family and friends visiting. And then people who have traveled across the country, you know, they want to get out and do something on the Friday and Saturday
mm-hmm.
after.
And people start decorating. It's mm-hmm. it's really a fun time to go to wineries.
So that's a great.
Especially when you have house guests or family visiting,
oh, yeah.
you need to get out of the house.
Right. Yes, definitely. there's also several amazing museums in this area. You can go in Santa Rosa, Healdsburg, and even Cloverdale has a small museum, and they always have, you know, really beautiful seasonal displays during those months. In Geyserville, on Thanksgiving weekend, the Sunday, there's a tractor parade.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's famous.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
We saw about half of it last year because we got late and it's a small parade.
Yeah, right.
So
it was quick.
You want to plan ahead.
I heard
but
last year they did it and they all went back and did it again.
They did. It's, well, they do. They go down one end and
come
then come back
up.
The other. But there was probably 30 tractors just covered in lights. It is spectacular. It's super fun to do. So there's lots of different holiday open houses, but the tractor parade is definitely something that should be on the list. And that is, again, the Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend. There's also, you know, that time of year, it's crab season. And there are just unending list of fundraisers that are crab feeds throughout December, January,
so
and February. So you can always hit a really cool community fundraiser crab feed. Plus, I will easily have a dozen winery members that will have some sort of little more high-end crab dinner
so
event
nothing
at
like
the winemaker.
A Chardonnay or Sauvignon Blanc with some crab. Mmm, yum, yum.
Yeah, so definitely want to check that out. Bodega Bay also hosts their Clam Chowder Festival in January. We at wineroad.com have a great event calendar where our wineries post whatever they're doing. The downside of that is that I've found wineries post things really short notice. Maybe they post it now and it's happening in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely want to check that calendar over and over again. And then SonomaCounty.com has a fantastic calendar also. And their calendar is really inclusive of, you know, every farm event, every winery event, theater, you name it.
I think about winter, I think it's almost my favorite time of year now. It's a cozy time. It's, you know, nothing like a glass of wine in front of a fireplace. We did a whole episode on wineries with fireplaces.
Yeah, you could make a day
out
of just visiting wineries.
Hang out, bring a book, you know.
Well, you definitely could make a day out of going to wineries that just have a fireplace.
Yeah.
And it's really, so it's cozy and warm every place you go.
Yeah, I think it's really a nice time of year around here.
The Steelhead Festival happens up at Lake Sonoma, which was in Dry Creek Valley. So that's in February. The Cloverdale Citrus Fair, which has been running
since thing is awesome.
1892.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. So there's carnival rides and music and food and wine. There's even a parade. So that's also in February. So really, there's enough to do all of those winter months that you can, you know, come and be a part of the community. Like, I think if you went to one of those crab feed fundraisers, it's fun.
It's mostly locals,
Yeah, it's
too.
Mostly locals.
And also, that's a great time of year to get lodging specials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's definitely the best lodging
situation. It's our off-season to supposedly off-season. Our seasons seem to be on all the time now, but nothing like going into one of our beautiful B&Bs and cozy.
And let's face it, if you happen to live on the East Coast, our weather will be better.
Yes.
Doesn't really matter. I mean, it's a given.
That is the truth.
Okay, so then I'm wondering if you brought any sort of a book today.
You know, I did bring something. I didn't bring a book, but I brought something that I think a lot of our listeners maybe don't even know about. There's several magazines about wine. Of course, the big ones are Wine Spectator, Wine Enthusiast, but this is a publication called the Somm Journal. It's really for sommeliers, and it's written by many of them. Anyone can subscribe to it, but what's great about it, it's kind of a very deep dive from a perspective of a sommelier. And there, it talks about places all over the world. So if you're looking to expand your knowledge or just have a different perspective on wine, I really recommend getting a subscription or checking this magazine out.
I like that it's just called the Somme Journal because that's just so much easier to pronounce than the Sommelier.
Somme. Yes, that's Somme. So, you know, here we have an article dipping into Pinot. It's written in a way that it's great for anybody at any level. So that's my recommendation. You'd enjoy it also because, you know why? There's a lot of photos. So, yeah, that's my recommendation.
Okay. So I have one more thing, and I did this at the last episode, but I'm so excited. I just can't get over seeing that people are writing reviews again because it's complicated to find the rate and review on Apple iTunes. But this one was from Friday Girl, and she wrote a lot of things, but I'm starting with the part that I just loved because it said, says the two hosts are charming and informative.
Oh my gosh. Who slipped her a 20?
So I love it. It says, she said, I'm not much of a wine drinker, yet I adore the show. They talk about much more than just wine, yet when they do talk about wine, it's all super interesting. They dedicate the shows to different cities or regions in the area and create travel itineraries. I've re-listened to many of them. Great work. I hope there's more to come. So I thought that was super
cool.
Wow.
Who's getting a mug?
I know. So yeah, Friday Girl. If you're Friday Girl, email beth@wineroad.com. And guess what? A mug is on the way.
What a lovely review. That's
yeah,
great.
It's really nice.
It's good to hear from the peeps.
Exactly. So I kind of think, I think that's it. Hopefully we talked you into coming to visit in the winter.
Yes. Yeah, so like we said, everything we talked about, the wine, the book, the item, the dish towels, all the places to go and things to do during the winter will be in our show notes on our website, which we've kind of revamped that you'll be seeing. It's got a lot more. We'll have little videos of what's going on here in the studio. And sometimes we go outside and do things. But
yeah, we do get out. We do field trips. I also want to give a little shout out to Laura in the office because Laura is the person who does the show notes. And so bless her little heart. She has to put on earphones and listen to this over and over and over because we do talk about a lot of things. And she gets all the links and in the right order.
Props to Laura. Yeah. God knows. That's a difficult job. Yeah, you have to listen to it a lot. So yes, we have a revamped. So it's another resource for you to use in conjunction with the site. And I think that's a wrap.
That's it.
See you next time.